So it's clearly an anxious time for communities along the New South Wales-Victoria border. As we know, people woke up this morning to this unusual situation with police checking every car trying to cross. Let's head to one of those areas now. ABC reporter Beth Gibson is in southwest New South Wales at the Echuca-Moama border. Beth, can you paint us a picture of what you're seeing there at the moment? You're in Moama. Are there a lot of people trying to cross the border?
Yeah, so it's a very, very long line of cars that go all the way across the Echuca-Moama Bridge. I would say, I mean, I can't see the end of the line of cars, but I would say there's at least 50 cars banked up. Last I heard, the delay getting into New South Wales is about half an hour, but that may have gotten longer. And then there's a small group of police. I can't see any ADF personnel. And they're just stopping every car as they go through, checking for permits or other forms of documentation.
And I understand there's a high demand for permits at the moment. Thousands of people are trying to get them. Do you have a sense of how authorities are handling this at the moment on the border?
Yeah, so I had a chat to one of the police here earlier, and he said that a lot of people now do have permits, so that system is starting to work, it seems, and it's quite quick when you apply, you get your permit almost immediately. So that's working well. But they are also exercising discretion. Me and my fellow colleague crossed earlier today. We didn't have a permit. We showed them our pass and they let us through. And we're hearing from other people who are crossing for work that they have been able to just show sort of a letter from work and a driver's license, and they have been let through. So there is a delay, obviously, for anyone wanting to get across, but police are exercising discretion and no one is being sort of fined or anything like that yet.
And you've been speaking to residents there. It's obviously a challenging time. The New South Wales government's now considering further restrictions. The Premier's asking people not to visit those border towns. What's the feeling there at the moment?
So I think it's a feeling of real frustration. I mean, this area, for example, has no active coronavirus cases. There's hardly any cases in regional Victoria. And it's a feeling that these border communities in regional Victoria in general is really suffering for something that's happening in Melbourne, and that there's questions being asked about perhaps if we had locked down Melbourne a bit earlier, that this border closure wouldn't have needed to happen and these communities wouldn't be suffering in quite the way they are. Echuca-Moama is a tourist town. It heavily relies on tourists from Victoria and New South Wales to be able to sort of freely cross the border. And talking to people yesterday, there were mass cancellations at a lot of businesses here. And so I think it's going to have a huge impact on the local economy. And people feel that that maybe didn't need to happen, that we could have shut down Melbourne earlier and saved regional Victoria from this problem.
Beth Gibson reporting there from the Echuca-Moama border.